Yes, very good morning. If you've just joined me, yes, Eye on Health. Every week we talk health and well-being. And one of the fascinating areas of medicine and something that's been brought to my attention and I'm learning about as we go along is cord blood stem cell storage. And joining me here from MedCells, the distributor of those stem cells for Cells for Life, that's Dr. O'Connell, Medical Director, based here in the UAE at Dubai Healthcare City, and where the stem cell is taken from the umbilical cord when these cells are naive, virgin cells, if you like, and they are taken into storage with the idea of ensuring your child's future. Stem cells can help you help against bone marrow, for taking bone marrow transplantation, also for treating diseases like leukemia, diseases of the blood, but also type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's also. There's a long list of diseases, conditions that stem cells can help with, and we're going to find out how that can work. But before we do, a couple of people are asking about the storage of the stem cells. So we've talked through the taking of these cord blood stem cells, taken here, and then will be couriered to the UK to Cells for Life. Nothing happens here in the UAE apart from taking those stem cells.
Yes. So the cells are immediately shipped to the UK, where they come under UK and EU law for processing rules and regulations. So in the UK, we're regulated by a body called the Human Tissue Authority. And what's important to consider when you think about storing your baby's stem cells is where they're processed and who regulates that processing. The Human Tissue Authority are the UK regulatory body, which then falls under the EU regulatory body. So they regulate all of the protocols and all of the procedures that we follow in our laboratory. So there's certain standards and certain accreditations that need to be followed when you're dealing with stem cells and when you're dealing with the storage of them. So that is an important thing to consider.
Does that mean you have to be British?
Not necessarily. You know, there's different standards for different countries. You know, in America, it's the FACT, the neck cord. There's certain standards, but they all are raised to a certain level. You know, it's across the board level.
But I mean, do you have to be of British nationality to have your stem cells of your child stored in the UK?
Not at all. No. I mean, when we talk about standards, it's just about how the cells are handled. Mm. So that's, you know, collecting from here in the Middle East, we collect from a number of different nationalities and, you know, people from different countries. So anybody can store in the UK.
Okay, so we have gone through the test. It's gone. We've gone to the UK now, Cells for Life, and it's ready to go to storage. So, whereabouts are they stored, and what does that entail? Storage. How do you preserve, if you like, these stem cells?
Yeah. So they slowly go into cold storage. So they begin at minus 80 degrees, and then they go to minus 30 degrees Celsius. And finally, they're stored in liquid nitrogen in the vapor phase, which is at minus 196 degrees Celsius. This is for long-term storage. Currently, we offer a storage period of 25 years. And right now, today, we know that cord blood stem cells can be stored for a period of 29 years. This means that they can be released from storage and they're viable. The cell number is still a good cell number to be used in transplant. So every single year, they conduct research. They do trials on the viability and the type of the cells after they have been released from cold storage.
And, of course, in many cases, they may stay there. You know, I mean, is there any lifespan? Is there any, I mean, how many years? Like, what, 100 years? I mean, after somebody has passed?
It's indefinite, you know. I mean, we know that it's widely accepted in the scientific community that cells can be stored indefinitely, that stem cells can be stored indefinitely. We know that blood can be stored indefinitely. So, you know, the storage period right now is 25 years. That's what we offer because scientifically, for cord blood stem cells for this particular cell type, that's how long that we know that scientifically that they've been proven that they can be stored for. But in another 25 years' time, we'll have another 25 years of research, you know, to prove that this particular type of a stem cell can be stored for longer. So there is the option there to continue to store for longer after 25 years if you so wish.
So how do you protect yourself with regards to that's taken out of your hands, goes into storage and could be there for the next 20, 30 mm-hmm. years. And, you know, you have paperwork, but, you know, it's a lot of data, and mm-hmm. is it all held electronically? How protected are you that is going to be, you know, my stem cells mm-hmm. or my child's stem cells?
Yeah, well, all data is encrypted and it's all protected under the UK Data Protection Act. The information that parents receive is what they receive from the lab is a testing certificate. It's not actually, you know, a hugely detailed information. What it has is the cell number, and it has the viability, and it has the volume collected and the sterility testing. What that also has is we need to take a sample of the maternal blood during the collection process also. That's to test for the presence of any transmissible diseases that could have been transmitted to the cord blood. The results of that testing is on that testing certificate also. You also receive a letter from the company stating that your sample has been stored in these two separate locations. As well as that, you have your storage agreement, which is the contract that you sign when you sign up. This is your protection. This is your contract, your terms and conditions of the storage. So that also travels to the UK at the time of collection, and that comes back with all of your documentation 4 to 6 weeks after the date of birth, with a stamped and signed from Cells for Life in the UK.
So, text here from Lynn. Good morning to you, Lynn, saying, I've collected my children's cord blood because of a dear friend who was diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 31. Maybe my children can help themselves or each other someday, but maybe they can also help a person like my friend. So if you're looking for reasons why you would store your children's cord blood stem cells, or indeed, you know, knowing about this as a young adult, you know, as a teenager, to be told this is the case and understanding what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about having the information to make an informed decision. You know, in the last 15 years, cord blood banking, it has become more available to parents because the information is being put out there a little bit more readily. It's very important that parents are at least given a choice based on correct and factual and scientific information. You know, at the end of the day, it is still their own personal choice whether this is something that they would like to do or not. Some people do have friends, they have, you know, family histories of disease, or they have friends who may have suffered from cancer, and they have the foresight then to say, you know, well, this is something that I want to do in the case that we as a family might ever need it in the future. Some people have never heard of it before, so they need the information. So it's important that, you know, that they receive the correct information at the end of the day, you know, it's their choice. It's a family choice whether they want to store the stem cells or not.
So to understand a little bit better then what they can do, what these stem cells can do in the future. So there's a long list here of where cord blood stem cells can contribute and help with conditions like Alzheimer's, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, recovery from stroke, mm-hmm. Neural regeneration, retinal regeneration, tissue and organ engineering, and heart disease. So talk us through some of these conditions, Dr. O'Connell, and what how it works, how these stem cells can help with such conditions.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest advantages of a cord blood is that it actually contains a number of different types of stem cells. So when we talk about stem cells, we don't just, you know, mean it in a broad term. There are different types. And what that means is that they transform and differentiate into different types of tissue and different types of cells. So say, for instance, when we talk about blood-forming cells, they're called hematopoietic stem cells. And what that means is that stem cell can specifically transform into cells of the blood, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets.
So are they replacing them?
They're reconstituting them.
Wow.
Them, becoming the cells
themselves
that need to be replaced, yeah.
Gosh.
So that's a hematopoietic stem cell. So that specifically transforms into cells of the blood. There's another type of a stem cell. They're called mesenchymal stem cells that are in the cord blood. They're present in the cord blood. What the advantage with those are is that they become different types of tissue. So they can transform into cells, muscle cells, cartilage cells, cells of the bone, the neuronal cells of the brain. So when we talk about treatment of disease, that's where the hypothesis comes from, is that the stem cell can transform into the cells that need to be repaired. So say, for instance, for the treatment of a brain injury, they've made quite a lot of progress in neonatal brain injury and specifically cerebral palsy. There are clinical trials ongoing in Duke University in America, where Dr. Joanna Kutzberg has back, you know, a couple of years ago, she treated in preclinical trials over 100 children who had cerebral palsy. They all received an IV infusion of their own cord blood stem cells. And, you know, there were significant improvements that were seen from that preclinical trial. So what that has now led to is an FDA regulated and controlled clinical trial where they investigate the effects of an IV infusion of cord blood stem cells in children who have cerebral palsy. And they've seen significant improvements from that also. So that's where where it comes from, that, you know, because stem cells can become these cells, that's how they're useful in the treatment of disease.
We'll find out more of the other diseases as well and how cord blood stem cells can help and make a difference to that disease, that condition.